You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to the Live and Lead for Impact podcast. I'm Kirsten Ross, your host, and this is episode number 141. I'm really excited for my guest today. Her name is Alicia Sargent. She's an author and a mental health advocate. She empowers people to believe in themselves. She struggled with depression and addiction for many years, but was able to fight through it. She's finally at a place where empowering others to live their best life is her passion. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm really excited to hear more about your story, and I know it's going to be inspirational. So let's start with, I guess your bio that I just read gave a little indication, but what life experiences have motivated you to make your impact?
Well, I guess probably around the year 2013, I hit rock bottom. I felt very boxed in and with my troubles that I was going through. And I struggled with prescription drugs and using alcohol as well. And because I was able to seek treatment, and through that treatment, it allowed me to see what addiction and depression was really about. And I decided that I wanted to impact others the same way. I want people to have a voice like I had a voice.
Mm-hmm. So, and tell me, what impact are you working to make?
I am working to stop allowing depression to be silent. I've been told for most of my life to keep quiet about my problems. I was told to not share them with others. It was sort of like a taboo, you know, a stigma against it. So in writing my book, I'm hoping to really inspire others to talk about their truths and what they've been through, because in talking about it, it really encouraged others to know that they're not alone and that they too can get help.
Right. So let's talk about your book.
Share a little bit. So I published a memoir. It's called The Voice Within, Breaking the Silence of Depression and Addiction. And it's literally my journal of when I was going through depression and the addiction. It is very transparent. I talk about things that, you know, you don't really want to share with others, but I did. I wrote about my husband and his infidelity, the amount of hurt I felt through that, and the and how I was thinking is really talking about how depression really works. I didn't even know I was depressed as a young child, but looking back at it, the book shows how dark my thoughts were. And because I kept quiet about it, which is why it's called The Voice Within, I kept that voice within me. And because I kept quiet, it allowed things to happen that probably should not have happened if I had just spoken out.
Do you want to share a little bit about maybe something that happened that shouldn't have?
Oh, well, just things like being talked about in school. I never really shared with my parents or with people that people were talking about me. But if I had just spoken about it, say, hey, you know, this person is bullying me, then maybe things would have been different. If I had shared with people or with a therapist, I guess, about the infidelity that my husband did, then maybe I didn't have to be so depressed. If I had shared how I felt lost and alone and how I didn't think I had the support that I needed to get through the things that I was going through, then maybe I didn't have to go through those things. But because I just kept quiet about everything, mm-hmm. I held it all in. It just perpetuated itself.
Mm-hmm. So what, how did you end up getting help?
I was in a place where I was going to work taking prescription drugs more than what I should have. And one particular day, I got fed up and I told my supervisor that I wanted to leave work and kill myself. Mm. But because he cared, he immediately went into action and got me the help that I needed or pointed me in the direction. And because he did that, he really saved my life, because I felt the only way that I can get through my problems was to just die.
Hmm.
But through the treatment for the addiction and then eventually finding my therapist, really, really helped me. It helped guide me through everything.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing beyond your book to advocate for people struggling with mental health issues?
Every day. Well, I won't say every day, but a lot of times people come to talk to me about certain things. And instead of me saying, well, I understand, and that's it, now I give them a piece of me. I tell them what I've been through. And when I do that, that helps them. So I am definitely looking to do this more on a regular basis by going into the mental hospitals and doing sessions there. Because the one thing that I found when I was going through depression was no one understood. Mm-hmm. I felt like no one cared enough to understand what I was saying. I had some people around me and they was trying to help me, but it wasn't the help that I needed. It didn't fit me. And mm-hmm. what I want to do is empower others to not stop at the first thing that didn't work. Because it didn't work, this particular thing that didn't work may not work for you, but it may work for someone else. You continue on to find the thing that worked for you to get you out of that state.
So you're encouraging people, keep trying. Just find the thing that works for you. Don't give up.
Exactly. And basically really is to be a listening ear, because like I said, I felt alone. Everyone that I talked to went through a piece of what I went through, but not everything.
Mm-hmm.
It was always, well, I've been through this. No, but you didn't have a sick child, or you didn't have a husband who cheated on you. You didn't have this piece of it, which is really weighing me down, you know?
Mm-hmm. So what is the biggest internal or external challenge that you've had to overcome?
I would say understanding that I have to let things go. I had to realize that I can't hold grudges for things that happen. I had to forgive others. That was a big struggle,
mm-hmm.
a big challenge is to say, hey, I forgive you. And not only forgive them, but forgive myself.
Mm-hmm.
I had to give room for error.
Mm-hmm.
I was so big on, you know, fixing things and wanting things to be right, to have this ideal marriage and this perfect family, you know, perfect house and perfect everything. I didn't give room for error. And that was a thing that that I really had to fully understand and to let go. I could no longer take things personal, mm-hmm. but I had to personally change my thoughts. I had to stop overthinking and allow things to just be. Mm-hmm. And I had to start trusting the process and stop trying to determine what that process is. And I had to just really just stop existing and start living.
I think so many people struggle with that, wanting everything to go a certain way, be a certain way, and it just becomes impossible to hit that target.
Right.
And it can create such frustration. So how do you stay motivated during tough times when you're trying to work to make your impact?
I pray a lot. Mm-hmm. I pray a lot. Prayer has definitely got me through those tough times. But I also I also try to be there for others as much as I can. Mm-hmm. And I feel like by me making myself available, it is really helping those around me get better.
That's great. Now, how do you find people to serve in this way? You talked about going into some hospitals. How do you reach out? How do people find you? How do you find them?
Actually, with my therapist, she has definitely gave me a lot of connections. And then mm-hmm. I also do events locally. Mm-hmm. I've recently done an event where people gravitated to me and want to do things in connection with me. For an example, I have an individual who has this small boutique clothing shop. She wants to incorporate that business along with me so I can, you know, speak to her customers, have like a, not necessarily a book signing, but an event to where people come in and shop, but also listen to me and parts of my book.
Wow, that's great. Now, where are you located?
I am located in Hampton, Virginia.
Okay. Yeah. Great. So it sounds like your therapist has also kind of put you in touch with some people to help?
Yes. Yes, she has. Yes. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We can edit out too. No worries. I threw that one at you off the cuff, but
no, it's okay. It's okay. But she has given me suggestions of where to start, because ultimately I want to do this full time. I really want to travel the country and really empower others through my story. But so let me just say this: when I was going through the things I was going through with the cheating, and I had a daughter who was very sick, so I had to remove my family from the home that they were comfortable in on my own. And I became a single parent. Mm-hmm. But one thing that really put me in that box was my husband didn't want me to say anything to anybody. So because of that, I kept everything in. Mm. But the key to this is, I'm no longer that way. I talk about it because talking about it heals me, but it also helps someone else. Mm-hmm. And I feel like there are so many people in this country that struggle and can't find that one person who can relate. Well, I can, you know, everyone has a different story. But I feel like I'm not doing doing justice in this world if I don't at least try to help people.
Mm-hmm. And I heard a saying years ago that by telling your story first, you give someone else the gift of telling their second. So yes. Just how much more comfortable others feel. And, you know, I think the other message in that is that so often when we feel like we're the only ones going through something and then you share it and then all of a sudden everybody else or just about everybody else you're with has something similar or right. can relate in some way. I think we tend to kind of forget that just about everyone's going through some kind of something. And right. So that's great that you've been sharing your story with people to help them not feel so alone. And I like that you encourage them to keep trying and find the help that's going to work for them. Don't give up.
Right.
So what words of wisdom do you have for others who want to make an impact in the world?
Allow yourself to mess up. Okay, so you may start off getting the help and you may regress a little bit, but that's okay. That's mm-hmm. all a part of living. It's a part of getting better. The key is to keep moving forward and not continually to go backwards. You know, I had some relapses where when I was going through addiction, and I was continually to get help, I had relapses, but I may have stepped back one, but then I moved forward three or four steps ahead. And it's not, and it's because I gave myself room to mess up, but having that drive to continue on. And people say, what about your children? Don't you want to live life for your children? And you have your whole family is selfish that you want to commit suicide. You're being selfish. And I say to people who go through suicidal thoughts and depression and addiction that it is not selfish. Sometimes you just can't help the way you think. It is almost like you are surrounded by a dark room. Nothing is there but darkness. And you're so far down that you can't see a light. But as soon as you get that glimmer of light, that's your hope. Keep pushing for that light. Keep pushing on, because that light would eventually get bigger and bigger, and then your darkness will be overshadowed by lightness.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, don't give up, and even if it's a small, tiny little glimmer at first, keep pushing until it gets brighter.
Yes.
Yeah. So how are you doing today?
Today I'm doing great. Everything isn't perfect, but I have the tools I need to keep pushing. I continue to see a therapist. I continue to have medication management. I continue to write. I continue to do all of those things, and I continue to take one day at a time. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it gets hard that I can't take a day at a time. I have to take hour by hour, and mm-hmm. that's okay. Mm-hmm. I no longer put myself in a box. I now focus on the now and not worry about the future. Sometimes looking at the future can be overwhelming. Like, man, I have this to do and that to do. But now I start living in today. Mm-hmm. And that definitely helps a lot.
Yeah, not the overwhelm of trying to think all, you know, a million steps ahead, right? Just for today, just the steps for today.
Just for today.
Yeah. So if people want to get a hold of you, where can they connect with you?
I do have a Facebook page, and I am active on Instagram. Okay. And those two sites will point you to other things. I'm building a website now, so that will also be up and ready soon.
Great. Well, so if you want to get in contact with Alicia, her link to her Facebook page and her Instagram will be on today's show notes. So it's episode 141. You'll go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and then go to episode 141 to find show notes from Alicia's episode, and then also links to her Instagram and Facebook. So any parting message that you'd like to share to kind of wrap things up?
Okay. Yeah. I just want to say that when you read my book, or if you ever meet me, just know that I did it. I overcame depression and I overcame addiction. It's possible. It is not. I overcame the suicidal attempts. I did it, and you can too.
Great. What great encouraging words. Thank you. And then let's say the name of your book again.
The Voice Within, Breaking the Silence of Depression and Addiction.
Great. And that the links can be found on your Facebook page?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And again, if you want to find her book, go to today's show notes, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast tab, and head over to episode 141. Thank you, Alicia, so much for joining me today. And if I can be of support in your work to make your impact in the world, please reach out to me. Go to defeatthedrama.com, click on that podcast tab, and you'll find a couple different ways that you can connect with me. I'd love to hear about what your current challenges are and see if I can help you overcome them. Until next time, make it a great day.